decided to be a little bit risky this morning. Mm-hmm. Not risque, but risky this morning.
There's a difference.
And there is a significant difference. And I've decided, and I've asked my daughter, who is 15, Abby, if she would share some of her thoughts with us about what it means to be a 15-year-old young woman in today's world. What does Women's Day mean? Does it mean anything? Do you need it to mean anything when you're 15 and you really know that it's only your own limitations that limit you? Or is it?
Mm.
Abigail, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pops. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. All right, so Abby, what does it mean? Does Women's Day mean anything to you? I know obviously for older women it means, and older people, it means something, because there's been this long struggle towards so-called equality, and whether we've achieved it or not in this world, I'm not sure. When you're 15 and you're ambitious and you look at this world, do you think Women's Day is actually important?
Honestly, I really do. Last night, I was thinking about, well, you asked me to do this last night. So I was thinking about what I was going to say and I was going to talk to you about it. And the more I thought about it, the more came to mind about how important it actually was. And I think you can also see that by being on social media. You see the power of numbers. You see the power of just a group of people being able to influence others and being having a community, whether it's physically or online. And I think Women's Day just represents that. Women's Day kind of just brings that all together.
Is what you're saying that Women's Day, from your perspective, is actually about the collective, the joint power of women who coming together in numbers as a community?
Yes. I think it's the power of women supporting other women. It's someone not standing alone for what they believe in. If you stand for that, and if you believe that, then explain it to me and I'll stand with you. It's the idea, because if you look at the past, the power is in numbers. If you look at any situation where a woman has come out as any victim of any sort, once there are three victims, someone's like, oh, okay, like maybe we should take this seriously.
That's interesting. Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. It's very interesting, actually.
So, Abby, I just want to know, at 15, I mean, Abby is a very strong woman at 15. I mean, I even see, you know, some of her convictions. She's very out there about some of her, beliefs and, you know, ideals. For example, dressing modestly at 15. I feel like she knows who she is. But do you feel like there's, you know, pressure as a 15-year-old to know yourself as a woman?
So I don't think there's a pressure. I didn't really hear the question properly.
Sometimes hard to hear, Zanati, when you're on WhatsApp. What Zanati's saying is that you're very strong in a lot of your beliefs and a lot of the ways in which you conduct yourself. Your whole dressing modestly thing has become part of who you are.
And she's not afraid to say it.
And you're not afraid to say it in a world where a lot of people don't, aren't that.
Mm.
So what Zanati is asking you is there a pressure today to know who you are as a young woman earlier than perhaps there was? I think that's really the question.
Yeah.
You know, when there wasn't social media, you could just be whoever you wanted, really.
Yeah.
Now you actually have to have an identity.
So it's very interesting. What I found being on social media is that I find it fascinating, is now there's this idea of being perfectly imperfect. So I find it genuinely fascinating. So an influencer will put out a picture of, oh, just spilled my coffee everywhere, but you didn't. Like, it's just like...
almost to show how normal you are.
I feel relatable. I try to be like, I'm human too, but it's like, you're not human. Like, I can see the lighting you set up. It's like, it doesn't work with it. I find it so interesting because now people are trying to incorporate that now. And what I've done is thinking, like, I'm not a person who... Like, no offense, idealizes spilling coffee all over my notebook. I'm not going to show that.
Mm.
I'm going to show, like, what's really important to me and what I value and what I would like to see in other people. I would like to see in other people talking about your actual struggles, talking about anxiety, talking about all of that, not saying, oh no, now I need a new notebook because all my highlighters got spilled on. Like, that's what I find interesting.
Do you find it scary sometimes in terms of sexism and unwanted attention? Because a lot of what you're talking about is being part of a community of women, really for other women, being able to find strength in the numbers together. But the outside of that community, there's a certain amount of danger that lurks for women, and it always has. Maybe you see it less on Instagram. On Twitter, you see it when a woman or a journalist might make a strong point, there'll be all sorts of verbal threats against her, sexual threats that you wouldn't ever see against a man. Do you see that same kind of thing on Instagram and the world of social media that you're engaged in?
Oh, definitely. I get messages all day. Like, my page is a modest page about hair. Like, I don't know how many men are like, that's a good idea. So,
Well, especially those of us who don't have any hair. I'm just saying.
That doesn't work. So I'll get like messages being like, hey babe, do you have WhatsApp? And I'm thinking like, who are you and who doesn't have WhatsApp?
And why are you a babe? Yeah, what does babe mean? Exactly. Someone's calling my daughter babe. I'll beat them.
Like, I start off with, I sometimes do live streams on Instagram. I start off with, hi, I'm Abigail Feldman. I'm an Orthodox Jewish girl. I'm 15, so can all the creepy guys please start messaging me?
Right, right. And
it's just...
Yeah. Do you find, a lot of your world happens around social media because that's your form of communication and that's how you interact with the world. The generation before you, or even two generations before you, were fighting for very different things. They were fighting for the basic ability to be seen as men are seen. Or to be able to achieve what men can achieve. In other words, it was harder for women to go to medical school. They needed to do something else. Do you still see that? And do your contemporaries, your friends, your age group see a world that still limits women? Or is that a struggle of the past?
I think it's still a very genuine struggle, but I think me personally, I'm very privileged to be able to look at it two different ways. I can either look at it as women are limited, people don't want us in certain fields, or I can say women can be in any field without being criticized about their credentials. If you look at a man in specific fields, they're like, oh no, you shouldn't be doing this, that's a woman's job, that's a this. And I think that's very interesting that women can actually go into more jobs.
That is a very interesting point, Zanati. Men are limited because, men are viewed negatively if they want to become a nurse.
Yeah, exactly. That's very interesting.
A man becoming a nursery school teacher. What's your first reaction?
Yeah.
Creepy. Which is wrong. Which is absolutely wrong. You're 100% right.
And what I've also realized is because I think most women realize that, they're thinking, we don't want to be like men. The idea was this. Like, we don't want to be that.
So, in terms of women, more and more women, are becoming more and more ambitious. Do you feel that women still see each other as competition, or do you see women as, banding together to actually support each other? What is it like in your world?
So I would like to say that it's women banding together and that kind of thing, but obviously it's not always the case. I think there's sometimes cases where just people just don't see eye to eye, and people kind of take that and build it up and exaggerate everything, and becomes a much, much bigger problem than it has to be. And I think that often smaller problems like that can split a community, if that makes sense.
Interesting. So, interesting indeed. So, Abby, when you look at the world from the age of 15, do you see the world as defined by men versus women, or men and women? How does that look to you?
To be honest, I don't. I think the problems have changed, but doesn't mean like there aren't any problems yet. And I think if the overall idea is men with women, then I think it would be a much easier time for everyone, because you're no longer fighting. And I think that's what people need to see, is women aren't here. Like, we're not trying to take over.
Mm.
Like, it's not like trying to be like a revolution and we're taking all the jobs. Like, no, no one wants that. Like,
just
all we
want
to do is like, just simple, like, can you give us the right to vote, please?
Mm.
Like, we'll probably make decisions.
At least that one, a couple of generations fought for you so that you could take on the next battle, you and your generation.
Like, I'm like very pleased that I feel like my biggest fear is the fear of not being believed. Not that something will happen to me, not that God forbid I'll be in an incident, but God forbid I would come out and I wouldn't be believed. Like, I just think it's very different, the fear then and the fear.
Interesting. That's where we're going to leave it. Abigail Feldman, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for sharing your thoughts. Keep thinking and keep doing what you are doing. It is 7:24.